Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Caleb, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning, 6 to 9, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR over to the Motor City. Danny Cahalen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Text us to join us. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21,000. Sports Radio to 21,000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN. I'm Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast. Listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. Danny Cahalen at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke at Ryan L underscore Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AEC Bellino. We had a lot going on there at the end of hour number two, leading into Lee Sterling. And Ryan tells me during the break, going into Lee, so we didn't get a chance to mention this, because I love Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. He and I, you know, big Miami guys. But what was the Facebook post that somebody sent us?
Let me look it up real quick.
Okay, all right. I wasn't sure if you still had it on hand handy.
What's with the angry elderly men raging about today's youth?
One Nation under Huge. Bill Simonson for the Huge Show here on the Michigan Sports Network.
That's 3 to Bart 6. On Facebook.
Bart Scott? Can't wait, right? Man, good, great. Yeah, I mean, Huge came in with a lot of fire. And we were talking a little bit about the Ryder Cup, because it's coming up, and it's September 24th, and it's at Whistling Straits. And little did I know that he was going to be doing a show from a boat. I was, you know, happy to get the invitation to go on this boat trip, but it's not like we could have anyways, because I got to work Friday, Saturday, Sunday that week. But he should have a lot of fun, you know, doing the show from somebody's boat. The tech issues that could potentially arise from this, like, does that boat have hardwired internet? Like, how does that work? Does he got air cards out there? I don't know. He'll figure it out though. So he's going to do the show on the 24th, which would be that Friday, from a boat near Kohler, Wisconsin, at Whistling Straits. I think it's awesome. Now, GB Ritz and I, we disagreed, because GB called in and he was a little turned up about the Ryder Cup as well. I don't know how you feel about this. You know, Dan, you're very much into the PGA Tour, but you know, throughout the soccer season, because the soccer season goes year round and the PGA Tour does kind of as well. Like, what is the official start date of the PGA Tour? I always thought it was the Maui, not the Maui Invitational. That's in hoops, but I always thought it was whatever the tournament is in Hawaii, right? I thought that the Hawaiian tournaments were always like the beginning of the golf season. Right, they were always, you know, the most random times. It'd be like 9 p.m. and you'd have live golf and it's sunny and they're in Hawaii and everybody's having a good time. I always thought that was the start, right? You get into the Players' Championship, the Masters, and they've adjusted the major schedule, which I think is good. I think that if you're golf and you're having the Ryder Cup and you want the Ryder Cup to mean something, you have to get some juice behind it. You know what's not going to work, especially here in Michigan? And we've got some of the best golf in the entire country. Doesn't matter where you go. You can go as far south as Bedford Hills. You could stop by the Fortress and make your way up to Arcadia Bluffs, Bay Harbor, Crooked Tree, wherever you want to play it. There's courses all over the state. I just saw one that was a hidden gem. Mike Mulholland, the photographer, was posting about it. And then I forgot what the name of the course was. And I was like, man, I'd love to take my dad up there. But we have great golf here. And we have great golf. I think that we have a lot of people that are very much interested in golf. In fact, we have a PGA Tour event in Detroit, which is awesome to get pro golf back in Michigan. Here's the issue. You can't have a pro golf date on September 26th. That doesn't work. It's not going to work. Calvin Johnson is going to go into the Ring of Honor. Like, that's a big day. Alex Karras is going to go into the, you know, posthumously, being, you know, because their busts are going to be on site at Ford Field. You can get a picture with the bust. It's going to be a celebration of two great Lions players. No matter what beef is happening between Calvin and the organization over $1.6 million. And I can't poo-poo the $1.6 million, because if somebody handed me $1.6 million, or if I thought that I was owed that, through hell or high water, I'd be trying to get that money back. Calvin's big thing is he doesn't want to show up and do anything. The organization's thing is, well, we took that money back for salary cap relief when we took it back, and now if we give it back to you, there's a salary cap implication there. Like, it's a lot. You can't just gift wrap somebody some money and say, here, take this. Like, the NFL has rules on this stuff. And I think that's one thing that a lot of fans are, you know, might be getting misconstrued, is the fact that, yes, there are rules in place. Like, the organization cannot just hand out funds. Imagine if they could, right? You could sign somebody for way under the salary cap, and then once their deal expired and they retired, you're just going to hand them bags of money? Like, that doesn't work. You can't do that. So it makes sense why the NFL has their rules in place. He said it. I felt like I've already done the work. You know, as far as him showing up and, you know, showing his face, or, you know, meet and greets, or going to a camp, he doesn't want to do it. You can't knock him for not wanting to do it. Like, I get it. Sometimes you just want to, hey, where's my money? I played the game. I did the best I could. I love you guys. It's nothing against the fans. I don't think the fans should have anything against him. I know it gets annoying to talk about. I know it gets annoying to listen to. Because anytime you got to hear millionaires griping, that's going to bother a blue-collar town like the Motor City. We don't want to hear about it. And we got plenty of people that are struggling all across the state. They have to listen to somebody talking about, they owe me $1.6 million. I made millions throughout my career. Like, if you mismanage your money throughout your paychecks, that's on you. Nobody else's responsibility but yours. You get 16 game checks, now you get 17. That's that. So that's kind of how I feel about that. I would not put the Ryder Cup anywhere near football season. I would get it as far away from football as possible. What'd you say, Dan?
Bill is on hold.
Bill's on hold?
That's correct.
Is this a football call? Is this Ryder Cup?
Bill from Knoxville.
Bill from Knoxville. Hey, Bill, good morning to you, my friend. How are you, partner?
Good morning, my good friend Anthony.
How you doing after a dismal weekend?
Okay. I'll tell you, Anthony, Alex Karras also needs to be in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, you could give him a star there.
Because he was a great actor, not just a great football player. And I have a couple of predictions I want to make.
Okay.
I like Alabama over Florida. And, of course, Tennessee and Tennessee Tech, big deal. Tennessee ought to tear their kingdom down. That would be like them playing Riverview High School.
Hey, go Bucks, right? Hey, Riverview's head coach is actually going to be honored at the Lions game. He's our youth coach of the game coming up. So that's interesting that you just said Riverview, because the Pirates there, they're gonna get some acknowledgement. So good for them.
Buddy, I grew up there. That's a nice little community, Anthony.
I loved playing road games at Riverview.
My cousins went to Riverview High.
Did they really?
Yeah. Yep.
God, they had a kid by the name, I want to say his name was Ted Tackett's. What the hell was that guy? I got to find this guy's name. Dude, he was a four sports stud at Riverview. I'd say early 2000s. That guy just could not be stopped. Didn't matter. Football, basketball, baseball, just an unbelievable athlete at Riverview. I got to find that guy. I mean, I'll look him up on Facebook. Bill, I like Tennessee over Tennessee Tech. You guys need to figure out your starting quarterback spot. Seems like Joe Milton might be having some problems, and maybe it's not all Michigan's fault. In Alabama over Florida, that game's at Florida, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, but still not. Nonetheless, Alabama's too strong for Florida. In any way, as Tennessee fans, we hate the University of Florida.
All right. Well, then I will root for Alabama to go down to the swamp, Ben Hill Griffin Stadium there in Gainesville, and enroll Florida. By the way, Alabama, a 2.5 touchdown favorite. 14.5 is the line there. Bill in Knoxville, always a pleasure, my friend. Appreciate the predictions. A lot of love to Riverview. We're going to step aside. We'll be back to close down hour number three here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now, and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
I'm Jennifer Joseph. I'm an emergency medicine physician. So COVID has changed the way we do things in the emergency department. It's made us incredibly busy. We've been busy for 18 months, and we're battling not only a deadly virus, but we're also battling to
protect ourselves and our communities by being vaccinated. I'm frustrated by the fact that this has become a partisan issue. As a conservative, I know that being vaccinated is the right thing and should not be politically driven. It's a personal decision, as with any medical decision. Questions are important. You should ask your doctor any question that you have and then make an informed decision as to what's best. The vaccine is safe. My children are vaccinated. I would not have vaccinated them if I did not feel it was safe. It's your decision. Make the right decision. Get vaccinated for yourself and your own safety.
Learn more at myvaxdecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Bozeman. Wait, wait, hey, 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 Mr. Bozeman.
Hey, Mr. Bozeman,
look at me. Oh, yeah. Please, Mr. Bozeman. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Great to have you riding along with us. Danny Kalen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you. Thank you for joining us all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. If you're listening on the radio, you're listening online, MichiganSportsNetwork.com or the Roar Detroit.com, 93.5, 99.1, 94.7 HD2, the Roar in the Motor City, 96.1 the game over on the west side. Good morning to all of you. If you're watching on television, Comcast Channel 900 or BCSN on Buckeye Broadband, it's great to be able to dip our toes south of the border, across that line into the Glass City. That's fantastic. Good morning to all of those in northern Michigan. You know, I've only been up to northern Michigan a few times in the winter to go skiing. I don't know. Like, do I want to have a place in Charlevoix? Absolutely. I love that little place. Love that town. But what do you do? Sorry, I had to sneeze there. What do you do when it's like the fall months, right?
Oh,
it's
just
like cold.
Oh, yeah. Well, when it's the fall, yeah, that stinks. But
the thing is that the season's so short of like good, like hot weather. I'm a hot weather person.
It's not. Why is it short? I mean, from June because through September?
It's north of the 45th parallel. I don't know.
You'll be all right, Anthony.
It's distance from the equator.
You can do other things in northern Michigan.
But if a golf, you know, if it's like 55.
Snowmobile, skiing, snowboarding, snowshoeing.
That's a lot of cold weather activities, Dan. It's a lot of cold weather activities. And I'm all for it. Chaney Creek and all them. Hey, shout out Boyne. Love you guys. We're here for ski passes. Look, there is this debate going on right now with Michigan football, too, about the jerseys. I love the all blues. And I've been saying this, but give me the all blues, the all maize. I love those people. Like, it looks like West Virginia. Get out of here. A maize jersey with a blue pant, the blue jersey, obviously, with the maize pant, the white jersey with the maize pant, and the all white. Like, those are the combos. And Mark Kackenmice says, this is what the kids want, alternate unis, the old school alum, need to get over it. Don't touch the helmet, right? So I said, okay, that's fine. I said, but hear me out. I've been wondering for years, if they went with an all-maize uniform and they inverted the helmet and put blue wings on a maize base, he said, I'm kind of hard of hearing. My guess is you'll see pitchforks and torches if you mess with the helmet. It's one game. One time. It's not going to hurt anybody. Just tinker with it just a little bit. We do our college picks on Thursday because we have our pro picks on Friday, even though we have a Thursday night football game tonight and there'll be college football tomorrow, which it is what it is. Like, the schedules kind of overlap and flip. So we're going to have to throw our Giants Washington football team pick in here today, right?
If you want, yeah.
Or we can wait till tomorrow, and I'll take the winner. Whatever you want to do, I leave this up to you. You are master of ceremonies. As the new president of the Radio Producers Association of America, Local 269. That's you, man. That's you. But we do have our college pick.
We're Local 1, buddy. Local 1A. UAW 1A, baby.
You're 1A?
We're starting it, so yeah, we're 1A.
Huh. I was trying to make a numbers joke there. That's okay, though. But college time.
I understood
college fight
that.
Songs. Oh, you got that. Okay.
I prefer 369 instead of 269.
Whenever he gets a chance, he gets that nut.
Completely inappropriate. Anyway. This is a family-friendly show. What's the matter with you? Unbelievable. All right. What do we got here for our college picks this week?
College picks. Last week, Anthony and Dan, 2-3.
Terrible, Dan.
On the week. I was an astounding 4-1. Thank you, Pitt. Thank you, Purdue.
An astounding 4-1.
Did you see how he worded that? Did you see that?
Well, guess what? If we look at our NFL picks, I was 4-10-1.
Ugh. And you well, and Dan, then we pick a lot of games.
You and Dan were 6-8-1, so we actually all have the same record. Because I had two more on college, you guys had two more on NFL.
Ugh,
so overall, we're even right, across the board.
All right.
But college games, we heard Lee talk about this at 8 o'clock. We have Cincinnati. They're number, what, 8 in the country?
Mm.
Traveling to Bloomington, taking on Michael Penix, Bearcats, not the Xavier Musketeers, are 4-point favorites.
Cincinnati, the real school down there in Southern Ohio, not Xavier. They don't even have a football team. Come on, D'Artagnan. Give me the Bearcats on the road. Michael Penix isn't the same. Who's your daddy? It ain't Indiana anymore. Those guys, I mean, hey, they're talking about turning into a pumpkin. It was nice while it happens. Don Emmons is going to hate this segment. He's a Hoosier alum. He listens every morning, and I'm telling you, he is going to be irate when he hears this. Indiana is a fraud. They had a good season, and that's that. They don't have it. They haven't had it in basketball in two decades. They don't have it in football. Give me the Bearcats.
It's like that one season of Western and then that one season of Minnesota.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's one season.
I'll take the Bearcats as well. I mean,
yeah, we all have to, right? We've got to listen to Lee now.
Yeah,
listen to Lee.
No, this is a pro Cincinnati show. That's what we are here.
Listen to Doug. Lee move to Brickell Key.
Moving on, Pac-12 matchup. Somehow there's still a line available for this game. In USC versus Washington State, USC's 8.5-point favorites with an interim coach.
On the road.
This is awful.
Give me Washington State. Give me Washington State.
Why would you even bring this up? Why would you even put this in the thing? What's the
matter? There's a line for because I thought this. USC's without a coach.
USC going up there, no coaching staff. They're going to be a player-run organization here. 58 degrees at kickoff. Slight chance of rain. Road favorite. I hate taking road dogs. Keaton Slovis. Right, good last name there. Sounds Slavic. Don't know if he is. Washington State, the Cougs haven't played anybody. They played Utah State and Portland State. Give me USC. You know, sometimes you get a little invigorated when your coach gets fired because then you know your scholarship's going to disappear, so you better ball out. So let's go with USC.
I'm going to take the chance with Dan and go Washington State plus 8.5. This dumpster fire. Moving on.
That wasn't nice.
Death Valley. That's where the Chippewas are going to be this weekend. CMU versus LSU. LSU minus 19.5.
I will 110% take the points. Are you crazy? Give me CMU.
You're taking CMU. Now, LSU so far on the
almost
year.
Almost 20 Tigers... points? CMU is a good football team.
Yeah, and remember, LSU went on the road in week one. They got bounced by UCLA, and then they took on McNeese State and won 34-7. Sorry if I don't buy into McNeese State. Then you got the Chippewas. We got a lot of Central Michigan alum. The Mount Pleasant, love that. Go to Bennigan's, get a little bite to eat. Soaring Eagles, shout out to them. They went on the road to Missouri, lost by 10, and then returned home. They beat up Bobby Moe 45-0. Man, give me the McElwains, the Fighting McElwains. Fire up Chips. Get the points. Let's
go. That's right. Fire up Chips. I'm taking CMU as well. They lost by 10 to Missouri on the road without Jim McElwain there. Had an emergency appendectomy. Their coach is back in SEC country.
Ooh, coach is back.
There we go.
Love it.
So we know it. CMU on upset watch this weekend.
Mm.
Another game Lee Sterling highlighted. Auburn versus Penn State. This line through BetMGM. Penn State is moved down to -5 as the favorite.
Auburn, the Tigers, ranked 22 in the country. Penn State, ranked number 10. It's a night game.
Is it a whiteout?
I don't know. Who knows? Beaver Stadium's going to be rocking there in University Park. My Big Ten bias right now is weighing in so heavily. It's the only reason, because I am actively rooting for Penn State to win this game, because I think they need to for the sake of the entire conference. That's why the SEC doesn't come up here. That's why Auburn hasn't played a road Big Ten game since 1931. Bellino's Quality Beverage. My grandfather, great-grandfather up there.
What?
Uncle Muzzy. Bellino's Quality Beverage? Yeah, Prohibition era, bro. Holler at the Canadians. We love Canadian Club where we're from. 1931. Model T's. Horse and buggy. Coming out of the Great Depression.
Auburn fans still Auburn think covers. It's 1931.
Auburn covers. Penn State wins, Auburn covers. That's the best of both worlds. That's all I can do. Big Ten bias.
I don't want to, but I...
You're going to do it, aren't you?
I'll take Penn State.
Oh, okay. All right. That's two for the Big Ten, because mine counts as Big Ten. Mine counts.
What was James Franklin saying the other day?
That he's better than Jim Harbaugh.
Something about the USC job that there's...
He loves USC.
Loves USC. He's going to handle everything internally. In fact, I think he might be watching the USC game while Auburn Penn State is playing. So give me Bo Wallace. Give me Auburn. They're going to go in. They're going to smack Penn State. And James Franklin's just going to be looking at flights to Los Angeles.
Got it. You know, if you're going to SoCal, you know, Franklin's bald. Put some sunscreen on. That's, you know, bald guys.
Wear a bucket hat.
Yeah, look out. I love
bucket
hats.
Call Mel Tucker. He can throw you a few hats your way. Speaking of Mel Tucker, the Loch Ness Monster, Michigan State.
Is that weird that I called him that? Just be honest with me.
No, I like it. It's a nice little analogy because now we get to see if it's a myth or if they're real. Go and take down number 22 Miami in Pro Player Stadium. Is that where they're still at?
You get to look at
the Marlins World Series trophies. While Derek King, who was on every fan base, wanted him when he transferred from Houston. Now, Miami 6-point favorites versus the Spartans.
Let me just tell you, there was a song written about this Michigan State Spartans team years ago. Me So Thorny. Peyton Thorne is going to have a big game. Kenneth Walker III, he knows about ACC football. That guy is going to run all over the U. The U is overrated. I hate to say it. I love the little Hurricane logo. You know, the cane that's dressed up with a little hat and the pipe hanging out? I love that guy. I love Miami. Ocean Boulevard, Wynwood, Brickell. That place is awesome, right? You can't not have fun in the city of Miami. But brunch is going to cost you like $70 for a waffle. A little overpriced, in my opinion, but whatever. You're paying for the atmosphere. You're paying for the environment. And you know what? You're going to get paid if you take the Spartans this weekend, as they are going to roll the Hurricanes on the road.
Damn straight. Damn straight.
Wow, Ryan's going for it too. Are we going to make it through? I don't want to.
Do it, Dan. Be
I
different.
Don't want to, because I already picked Penn State to win.
Do it, Dan.
Do it.
Yeah, give me the Spartans. Come
That's
on now.
Right.
I'm dumb. Shouldn't have taken Penn State. Now I'm regretting that, like Anthony does every week. But I'll take Sparty.
That's right. Michigan State, real first test. You get the Big Ten on the road, then you add your FCS opponent, and now you get... Now you get a big dog, struggling Miami, before you go on take Nebraska. So I think MSU keeps passing these small tests at the beginning of the year.
We know that they're there.
Right.
We see what's going on. Everybody's like, yeah, Tuck coming. Okay, fine. All right, we got it. We think that we're just sailing around right now. We're just poking and prodding, like, is this thing real?
No, I think it's fine that they're getting receiving votes. Like, it's because I still think, yeah, they still have a lot to prove, because I don't think the opponents they've played have been good. And I think that says true timing. About Miami. I don't think they're that good. They're showing that.
This is perfect timing.
That's right. MSU, hammer the plus six. Go for the money line. Get some wins. Earn some
What's the over-under in that game? Do we know that offhand? I can take a look real quick. I can pull that up real quick, because is this going to be the is this a same game three-way parlay bonanza right here? Money line Michigan State. Oh. Under on the 56 and a half. Wait, that's 36-20.
I would go over, cuz I think it's going to be about 31 to 28.
Oh, you think it's close?
I think it's going to be real close.
I think this is like a 34-10 game right here. I really do. I think Miami's really going to struggle.
MSU's
I'm not
defense,
saying that to gas you up either.
No. MSU's defense still has a lot of work. They're still figuring out rotation of their front seven. Their DNs have been banged up. Drew Beasley, Drew Jordan didn't play against Youngstown State. So I still think the defense has a lot more work to go to be consistent enough. So I think Miami will score points. It's just now I actually have some trust in MSU's offense.
Well, that is that's a lot. That's a lot there. Dan, we going three-way parlay on this thing?
What did you have it at?
56 and a half total points. Michigan State plus six. And money line is plus 190. I mean, the money line is like that. This might be a trap.
I don't know Vegas, about that.
This is nuts. I'm going under Michigan State on the points, Michigan State on the money line. I am doing it. All right, now it is Thursday night. We only do college picks on Thursdays, but we do have a pro game this evening. We do have a little something we like to call Thursday Night Football over on NFL Network, and God knows where else you could find this thing, but it is happening on Thursday night. The Washington football team and the New York football Giants from Landover, Maryland, FedEx Field. Will the Washington football team be able to package and ship the New York Giants back to wherever they play in New Jersey, the Meadowlands? Washington, a 3.5-point favorite on the road. Was that too much? You guys weren't ready for
Give me
that?
The football team.
I'm taking the football team, too.
Give me
the football team.
Tyler Heineken. I love him. He's a great backup quarterback. Smart move by Washington to sign him to a multi-year deal. I believe in Ron Rivera. That's who I wanted the Lions to go after, but they hung on Matty P for a year longer.
Yeah, Saquon's questionable, I think, to play in this one, so I don't know, he might be a little banged up
Daniel
early.
Daniel Jones is questionable as a pro quarterback.
Their offensive line questionable?
A lot of people were high on Daniel Jones this year.
Because they have Kenny Golladay to make all those contested catches, right, Dan?
Oh yeah. Contested catch rate, 5,000%.
He's questionable already, shocker.
Guy can't stay healthy. Tyler Heineke, by the way, out of Old Dominion. In his fourth year, born in 1993,
Justin
just 28
Verlander.
Years old. Just 28 years old. And here he goes. I like what he showed us. I can he manage it? Just don't blow it. I hate the Giants. I'm taking the Washington football team.
I'm taking Washington football team as well.
Wow. Washington across the board here. This is dangerous. We got a lot of picks that are way too close to each other. That was I'll tell you what, that was a very, I feel, NFL Network tonight, by the way, 8:20 kickoff, can't wait. It's the only thing on my schedule tonight. Oh,
the worst, though, it's the NFL Network only game. It's awful.
Never mind.
I'll talk to Dan off air about this. That's how we handle those things. Again, that's a union meeting. We're not going to publicize those notes right now.
Okay. All right, Ed. Take that off the record. Hey, you know what? Today was a lot of fun. We had a topic that I wanted to get into that we weren't able to, so we'll push it to tomorrow. One of which is, Calvin Johnson is going to be honored along with Alex Karras. That was announced on the game against the Ravens. But you know, the Shohei Ohtani for MVP versus Vladimir Guerrero conversation. Tigers are going to be in action. We got a lot happening in the sports world, and of course, as I mentioned, Thursday Night Football tonight, NFL Network, football team versus the Giants. I hope Washington never changes their name. I hope they stay the football team for eternity now, because I just think that that's way too good of a name. Do we have I don't believe that we have a college football game tonight off the top of my head, just on the docket, just looking at, across the board at all games. I don't believe that we have a college game tonight, nor should they be playing on Fridays.
No, the next game is Maryland Illinois tomorrow.
Oh, we have the Fighting Barlows versus Louisiana.
I knew we had
them. 8
p.m. ESPN. Let's see.
ESPN.
We'll have to Tex Barlow, see if he'll – all right, never mind. Game's in Louisiana.
Yeah,
he will not be there.
We also have Tigers and Rays tonight at 7:10 down in Tampa. For Dana, Ryan, and Anthony, see you tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here on the Michigan Sports Network.
COVID-19 vaccination walk-in appointments are now available at Meijer. We have limited supply available at every store. Check with your pharmacist to see if we have a dose available for you. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can still do so by texting COVID to 75049 or by visiting clinic.meijer.com. With walk-in appointments, we're making COVID-19 vaccinations more accessible in your community. Learn more at your local Meijer pharmacy or visit clinic.meijer.com today.
My mom's implants after breast cancer made her sicker than chemotherapy.
Breast implants permanently disabled my daughter.
I breastfed with implants. It made my baby sick.
Breast implants caused my wife's cancer.
My friend died because of her implants. Turns out they were recalled.
You probably know someone who was harmed by breast implants. For more information about this public service announcement, please visit www.dangerousimplants.com.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend John Cornack and everybody at the Eisenhower Center. They are the leaders when it comes to recoveries from brain injuries. They work with people on a daily basis. They help our veterans who have served our country. You can find out about the mission of John Cornack and his team at EisenhowerCenter.com. That is EisenhowerCenter.com. They are Michigan's leader in terms of traumatic brain injuries and what they can do to help people get back their lives.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 money line wager on either New York or Washington, and if either team scores a touchdown, you're going to win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions right there at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my code, SHEPBET200, to win $200 in free bets. And if either New York or Washington scores a touchdown, you're an easy winner. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com. For terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.